Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion I chose to create.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a good visit with our good friend Bob Fisher. Bob's Robert J. Fisher, certified financial planner, is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. But we're talking about, right now we're talking about a different way of learning how to think about things, how to strategize, how to develop ideas, how to develop new plans. And Bob has found this program called the Six Thinking Hats. But there's another term that's connected with this, Bob, and it's called spelunking, right?
Spelunking, absolutely.
Now, spelunking. Remind the audience what spelunking is, and what the analogy is.
Well, the analogy, it's the hat that you wear when you're exploring caves. It has this light on it,
right?
And we use
like a miner's hat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we use that metaphor for an exploratory process where we shine the light in places that you don't normally look to mm-hmm. come up with things that you wouldn't normally see. And that's the whole magic of the six hats method.
So you're in the previous segment, it sounded like you were saying that if all we do is go back and forth, point, counterpoint, this good point, bad point, almost what I used to call the old Ben Franklin close approach, where there's only good and there's only bad, you know, the pros and the cons. You actually, this system and that you found identifies six pieces of information, right? Go ahead and tell us what those six are.
Well, you're right. And what happens, Jim, is people, small business owners, everybody used to do what we call satisficing. You know, we look for the first satisfactory, sufficient solution.
Right.
And when we find that, we stop thinking. And what this method does is it thinks in these six directions to come up with better solutions. Now, the blue hat is the organizational hat. What exactly it is that I want to think about. The white hat is your facts. What do I know? What do I need to know?
Mm-hmm.
The green hat is your alternatives. That's where you search creative ideas and new ideas. Now, the black hat and the yellow hat are polar opposites. The yellow hat is my positive features, and the negative hat the black hat is my risks, my concerns. Your red hat is your gut level intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And so, by thinking in all six of these directions, what we can do is we can come up with a far better solution than if we just point counterpointed the good ideas and the bad ideas.
So, all right, we've got information, emotions, bad points, good points, creativity, and thinking. Those are different colored hats, folks: white, red, black, yellow, green, and blue. It sounds a little complicated, though, Bob. Can you make it simple for us?
It actually is a very simple method. It is taught to presidents of Fortune 500 companies, and it is also taught to children with Down syndrome.
Really?
Yes. And there is plenty of stuff on my blog. there is a 21 Days to Better Thinking series where people can over 21 days look at a 2 to 3 minute YouTube video each day and learn the process.
Hmm.
Mr. DeBono's book, Six Thinking Hats, is available for about $10 from Amazon.
Wow.
Recommend people read The Naked Portfolio Manager too.
Right.
Where are these
YouTube videos?
They're on my blog.
Okay.
If you go to www.nakedportfoliomanager.com,
mm-hmm.
you can see it's a series of 21 YouTube videos that I did They take less than an hour to watch all together.
Right.
And you can learn all about the six thinking hats.
Hmm. And so, the reason I like this where you're headed here with this, Bob, is it's another tool to help small business owners put themselves into the CEO position. They are the CEO of their company, but we don't always act like we are. We often act like we're just a manager who always has to be in the trenches instead of taking the time and the opportunity to assume the role of CEO, which is to be out of the trenches and sort of in orbit over your business so you can see where you're going. And it's really hard to make long-term decisions when you've got short-term issues that are bombarding you all the time.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And I tell the small business owners in my class, I say, look, not every decision that you make requires you to use the six hats. But when there's an important decision and it involves a meaningful amount of money or something, you know, something very important, stop, take 15 minutes, and take that software, that six hats thinking software that, you know, you've installed between your ears and apply it.
Right. And so the colors are important, aren't they? The colors of the hat, is that important to the process?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
When
we come back, I want you to talk about the colors, because this might actually, you know, some people might want to actually put six different colors on their desk, and I can see how you could use this as a visual exercise, folks. Tintail, right back with Bob Fisher after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.